And welcome back. We're at halftime. 49-7 to Sales controlling Sheridan in Division III regional quarterfinal action. Time now for the highlighter brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. I am joined by two outstanding guests here at halftime. So I mentioned Dan Gehrig, the principal here at St. Francis de Sales, and Jim Jones, the assistant principal and the commissioner of the CCL. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Outstanding.
You're a lot better than you were maybe just two quarters ago, aren't you?
Right. Nice way to start, for sure.
Let's start with the commissioner, first of all. Jim, you take over as commissioner. I know Scott Farian was there for a long, long time. Let's talk about your role now as the commissioner. What do you see it as, you know, as commissioner of the CCL? Do you have a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, or how does it work now?
Well, I think the most important thing that we can do is to continue to build our brand. And it's great getting out to the schools and watching these student athletes in action. It's tremendous what they're doing this fall. St. Charles boys soccer now in the state semifinals. DeSales boys soccer in the state semifinals. Hartley volleyball, state semifinals. And you mentioned it earlier in your broadcast that we have three football teams in the league doing a really good job as well. But it's a matter of getting that brand out there to the rest of Central Ohio.
When you were approached about being the commissioner after Scott Farian did it for just about three and a half decades, what was your initial reaction?
Well, it's an opportunity to give back to a community, not only here at St. Francis de Sales, but the entire Central Catholic League that has helped shape me, and to work with men like Dan Gehrig. It's just an unbelievable opportunity. And if I may take 1 second, I want to congratulate our principal, Mr. Gehrig, on being the Diocesan Principal of the Year that was named this last Thursday. So my job is tremendous to get to work beside him every day.
Well, Dan, congratulations on the honor.
Thank you. Thank you. I was completely flabbergasted by that and very honored. And as anyone knows, awards of that type are made possible by, and only one way, and that is to have a great community and people that make you look good every day, and that's our students first and foremost, and a faculty that is just incredible. So I'm blessed and honored.
And there's a lot of big events. I look at the calendar for St. Francis de Sales in the month of November, and it's chock full of events. You want to touch on some of the things coming up?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we start tomorrow with our annual open house, which we're really excited about. We have open house here from 11 to 2 for opportunities for families that may be interested in finding out what St. Francis de Sales has to offer. So that is something that we're looking forward to. And then on Monday, we actually kick off our annual canned food drive. And that has really an incredible impact on our community. We typically give all the results of that canned food drive to St. Stephen's Community Center and the St. James de Les Food Pantry. And last year, I think we collected 35,000 canned items. And I think we made an additional $12,000 contribution to St. Stephen. So that, you know, unfortunately, hunger is a very real situation. And it's in our own backyard. And it's important. It's incumbent upon us as a Catholic school to embrace our call to serve those who are poor and vulnerable. And our kids take that very seriously.
And it's important to not only be active, but to listen actively as well, too. And I know you have a number of guest speakers throughout the year and one coming up in the not-too-distant future.
Exactly. On November 16th, we're very blessed to have with us Father Neil Kakuth, along with Joe D'Ambrosio. Joe D'Ambrosio was actually on death row and was exonerated, and Father Kakuth, who's from the Cleveland Diocese, was very instrumental in that. And so it's an opportunity for our kids to really talk about right-to-life issues and capital punishment, and how we as a society really should be praying for those who are involved in, unfortunately, very dire circumstances. But we're looking forward to having them here. About a week ago or so, we had an outstanding speaker on to prevent abortion. To have another speaker of that nature talking about the dignity of human life,
sure,
which, again, is an outstanding message for our young people to hear.
And Jim, I'm sure as a commissioner now, you look at that balance between education and athletics, do you not? try to make sure it's in the proper focus?
Well, there's no question. I think the reason why our young people are so successful on the field of play at all of our Catholic League schools is because of what goes on in the classroom, first and foremost. But I think you also take it a step further from there. It's because they come from a great background with wonderful families that push them in the right direction. And when you combine their families, their faculty, and what they do in their own work ethic, it just breeds success.
As commissioner, are you going to put your stamp on the league to do something unique like paint the football red, white, and blue, or maybe put a third upright in the middle? Do something unique, you know, have that little signature out there that says, I'm Jim Jones.
No, I think our young people take care of all that in the way that they play. When you watch Alonzo Booth run, that's unique enough.
Hey, we're frightened up here just to watch him run. It's a scary thing, even this distance. 200 yards in the first half. Gentlemen, if people want more information about St. Francis de Sales, where can they find it?
They can go to our website, and that's sfdstallions.org. And we're definitely looking forward to tomorrow. And also, I want to take this opportunity, if I may, first of all, to thank the folks at St. Gabriel for what you do for the Catholic community. This Friday night is a great way to celebrate our communities, but the programming that goes on St. Gabriel Radio is really outstanding, and I'm really buoyed to hear the growth of the station. And you gentlemen have an awful lot to do with that, and we appreciate it greatly. And I had the opportunity to hear your broadcast last night, and it's exciting to see our fellow schools in the diocese do so well, and Newark Catholic winning today as well sets up a really good game next Friday night. And I'd also like to take one additional opportunity. On Friday, of course, is Veterans Day, and I'd like to take the opportunity to make sure that we pay our respect to our veterans. This Friday, we're going to have we started this a couple years ago where we do a Field of Heroes, and our students will do all our prayer and our pledge and the national anthem outside, and then we will plant flags in the green right outside of our school to pay tribute to those who have served or are currently serving, because we're very blessed. And, of course, we have an election on Tuesday, and sometimes, you know, it's easy to get caught up in all the political infighting that goes on. But let's face it, the democracy, the country that we have, is second to none, and we need to express our gratitude to those who have made that possible.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time and your leadership as well, too. First grade all the way. And, Jim, I still think you need to put that stamp on the league, though. Kind of think about that.
Thanks, Randy.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Dan
thank
Garrick,
you.
The
thank
principal
you,
at St. Francis de Sales, and Jim Jones, the assistant principal and the commissioner of the Central Catholic League. 49-7 here at halftime. We're about 13 minutes away from the start of the second half. Ryan Baker has scores from all the other games. And Todd Bell has a review of Ohio Dominican football. We'll take a break right here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
49-7, DeSales leads in the second or the half of our CCL football game of the week. Our second CCL football game of the week here on AM 820 this weekend. Good evening, everyone. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820, and the Stallions rolling in the first half. Alonzo Booth continuing his record-breaking season for DeSales with those 200 yards in the first half and becoming the all-time school rushing record leader, and also breaking that tie he had with Warren Ball for the most touchdowns in a season as well. Mr. Booth having a heck of a game tonight and a heck of a season for the Stallions. The other area teams, Catholic teams in the area, they're having a heck of a weekend, too. It all started last night right here on AM 820 as Hartley behind Marquette Dixon's 320-plus yards knock off Jonathan Alder 35-21. The Hawks moving on in the Division 4 playoffs. Also last night, Reedy, they advanced in the Division 6 Region 23 playoffs as they took out the top seed River 28-21. Devin Dukes, despite being injured with an ankle injury late in that game, a huge game, over 200 yards for the Silver Knights as they move on. The Silver Knights next week, Friday night to be exact, right here on AM 820, will take on Newark Catholic, the Green Wave, moving on this afternoon in the Division 6 playoffs. Kyle Gibson with 184 yards rushing in the second half, leading the Green Wave to that win. Hunter Chapman also throwing for 171 yards in that game, including a 73-yard touchdown pass to Tanner Lake and a 35-yarder to Mason Petticord as well. Again, we will have that regional semifinal between Newark Catholic and Bishop Reedy next Friday night right here on AM 820. The Stallions tonight looking to make it 4-0 for the area Catholic teams on this weekend. Let's get you up to date with what's going on with the other teams in the area tonight. They are just starting the second, or they just went to half. Garraway leads Liberty Union 34-6. Harvest Prep trails Shadyside tonight 16-6 is the score in that one. Bexley has a 14-13 lead at the half over Whitehall. The Lions score in the first 14 in that, but the Rams coming back, and we talked about it earlier. The kicking game becoming up big tonight as Whitehall has an extra point blocked, keeping this one from being a tie game. Eastmore has a 7-6 lead over Beechcroft tonight in Division 3, Region 11. Kyle Barrett, quarterback for Beechcroft, out of the game. The Cougars having trouble moving the ball after he left. Something we're going to keep our eye on here throughout the night. Hamilton Township has a 19-0 lead over Chillicothe. And at the half, Columbus Academy trails Edison 16-14. Let's get you caught up on some of the scores from around the state as well. In Division 3, Region 9, East has a 24-15 lead over Marlington. New Philadelphia doubling up Buckeye right now, 14-7. Toledo Central Catholic has a 28-0 lead over Bay Village. Sandusky shutting out Ashland tonight, 35-0. Lexington has a 14-7 lead over Clyde right now. In the DeSales Region 11, we already updated you on all those games. In Region 12, Tip City has a 27-14 lead over Franklin. Trotwood Madison, 27-7, they lead Wapakoneta. Mount Healthy leads New Richmond, 13-0. St. Mary's has a 35-0 lead over Belmont. Switching it over to Division 5 in Region 17, Garfield and South Range are tied at 7. Black River has a 28-0 lead over Grand Valley, and LeBray leads Wycliffe 20-14. In Region 18 of Division 5, that's the region Columbus Academy is in, Swanton leads Northwestern 27-0. In Region 19, that's where Liberty Union is. Coshocton has a 13-3 lead over Ironton. And all at the half, it's all Buckeyes of Nelsonville York, 62-14 over Zane Trace. Region 20, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy has a 21-0 lead over Blanchester. Coldwater leads Brookville 34-13. Carlisle doubling up Greenview 14-7. And Milton Union has a 34-6 lead over Aiken tonight. In Division 7, Region 25, Mogador leads Jackson Milton 21-0. JFK has a 24-0 lead over Toronto, and Monroeville leads Windham 41-0. Region 26, Macomb, the one seed, leading Danbury 42-0. Crestview has a 41-7 lead over Calvert, and Lipsick leads Hicksville 8-7. Region 27, Zanesville just got a, Rosecrans, Bishop Rosecrans has a 9-7 lead over Waterford. They just got a safety in that one. And Trimble has a 7-0 lead over Southern. In Region 28, the one seed Covington leads Hillcrest Academy 29-0. Scioto Valley has a 21-7 lead over Troy Christian. Minster leads Lehman Catholic 13-7. And Fort Recovery and Ada are tied at 21. Just looking at the scoreboard here, a couple more scores. Canton Central Catholic leads Manchester 14-0. Danville has a 7-0 lead over East. Wheelersburg leads Ridgewood 30-6. And Hoban leads Howland 24-0 that game in Division 3. Football right now on AM 820, and we had football earlier today as the Ohio Dominican Panthers got a big win this afternoon. Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell is here to tell us all about it.
Earlier today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers defeated the Wayne State Warriors by a final score of 28-17. And Matt Natale, what a game it was for ODU, and what a second half. It was a tale of two halves. Panthers trailed 10-6. After having a touchdown and a blocked extra point, they had a field goal blocked. It could have been 10-10 at the half. As it was 10-6 Wayne State, but the Panthers were able to come out, take the lead. Wayne State grabbed it back. Panthers had a long touchdown run by Joe Hines and held on from there to win today 28-17.
Yeah, a few miscues there in the first half. I think they might have had their sights set on Wayne State's all-league running back, Romello Brown, who did rush for 200 yards, but only kept him to one score. The Panthers' defense did, and the Panthers in the second half really shut him down and offensively got into a rhythm. 10-6 there at halftime. The offense scored a touchdown on a one-play drive and then actually put together some good-looking drives there in the second half, got in the end zone a couple times there in the third quarter. And what a huge victory for this team, and kind of a marquee victory for head coach Kelly Cummins in his first year.
Four scores from four different players today for the Panthers. Tight end Aaron Stevens caught, that was the one play drive that you referenced. Wide receiver David Turner caught a jet sweep pass across. It goes as a pass. It was basically a handoff as he turned the corner and scored. Joe Hines with the key third down and one 56-yard touchdown run, and then Dar Stanford on a tip pass in the end zone. So many different players making plays, all of it orchestrated by a junior quarterback in Grant Russell. And as you mentioned, a signature win for Coach Cummings. And now the Panthers have a chance next week if they upset Ashland to win the South Division title. And I'll tell you what, 5 weeks ago sitting at 2-3, we weren't talking about that.
Yeah, and it was looking a little bleak there after losing to Ferris State in the opener and then a three-point loss to Grand Valley and a seven-point loss to Michigan Tech. But here we are sitting at 7-3 right now, right on the cusp of a South Division championship. Ashland, it's not going to be easy. They're nationally ranked and one of the best teams in the country. A natural rivalry we have with them only being a couple hours up the road. But we get to welcome them here at home to finish out the regular season and hopefully raise that trophy for the GLIAC South.
So the Panthers and the Ashland Eagles, that'll come your way next Saturday. It'll be a 12 noon kickoff from Panther Stadium. Anybody out there listening and you haven't seen good Division II college football, two of the premier teams in the state of Ohio when it comes to Division II college football, will clash helmets here next Saturday at Panther Stadium. Today, ODU a winner over Wayne State by a final score of 28-17 as we kick it back to you, Ryan, in the studios.
Thanks a lot for that, Todd. Ohio Dominican finishing up their regular season next week right here on AM 820. We look forward to hearing Todd and Matt Natale on the call next week. And, hey, a couple more scores just coming in while Todd stopped by with us. Bexley has scored two touchdowns early in the second half. They now lead Whitehall 28-13. Daniel Bangora runs one in from 1 yard out, and Harvest Prep has cut the Shadyside lead to 16-13. And Beechcroft has returned a punt for a touchdown. They missed the two-point try on that one, so they lead Eastmore 12-7 on that one. And in case anyone was wondering, the Buckeyes have a 7-3 lead over Nebraska this evening as well. 49-7 is the score of our CCL game of the week. DeSales leads Sheridan in the Division III playoffs. Second half action coming up.